98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Bickley and Marotta.
Handing out the hardware.
Hardware is our version of the award show. We do it on Mondays, and it is brought to you by Revitalize. Make changes that can last a lifetime with Revitalize. Schedule your initial weight loss consultation today at 480-435-3557, or check them out online at revitalizeweightloss.com. Bick, what do you got?
My first award, Vinny, is the Troll of the Week Award, and I'm giving it to Packers wide receiver Devontae Adams, who after yesterday's beatdown of the Rams, apparently Odell Beckham Jr. approached Devontae Adams and said, "Hey, man, we got to swap jerseys." To which Devontae Adams responded, "Go get Cooper Kupp. That's who you wanted to be with." That is outstanding, isn't it? Because keep in mind, Odell Beckham Jr. had his choice of teams, and the Packers were one of the teams suitors for him, and he chose the Rams. I thought that's just a great, great clapback at OBJ.
I found that very interesting when that point came up during the broadcast yesterday, and Joe Buck and Troy Aikman talked about it, is that the Packers were incredibly honest with Odell Beckham Jr. throughout that process and said, "Yeah, you're not going to be featured that much in the passing game. We'd love to have you return punts." And Troy Aikman even said, "Hey, not to suggest that the Rams weren't honest, but I mean, you saw that Van Jefferson was relied on a lot more heavily than Odell Beckham Jr. was,
without a doubt."
And maybe that's unfair to say because he's still getting acclimated. But yeah, that was pretty funny. My first award of the week is also the Troll of the Week award, and I'm giving it to the New York Giants, who beat the Philadelphia Eagles in an ugly game at the Meadowlands and then trolled the Eagles by blasting this song during the postgame. Of course, that's the theme song to "It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia."
That's great. That is
things are not very sunny right now as people are turning on Jalen Hurts. Jalen is not a very popular first name in Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts and Jalen Reagor, who dropped two crucial passes yesterday for the Eagles. But if you watch the Saquon Barkley post-game interview that he did on TV, you can hear this just reverberating throughout the seats at the whatever that MetLife Stadium. That's what it's called.
My next award is the Cameron Diaz Doppelganger Award, Vinny. And I'm giving it to Jets quarterback Zach Wilson, who had his helmet ripped off in a game against the Texans, and his hair looked just like Cameron Diaz in the infamous scene in Something About Mary. I mean, dead ringer. The front of it pointing straight north, brother.
What do you think he styles his hair with?
Yeah, that's the question of the day.
I was expecting Jared to come in with the "I'm Mr. Hair Gel" drop.
I have. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Now it's not good.
I'll send you all the photo of when I did that.
Jared's still on Thanksgiving break, apparently. Florida also had a running back had his helmet ripped off in that game against Florida State, which I was randomly watching. And he got it ripped off about the 4-yard line and still bowled his way into the end zone with three guys coming at him. And he is helmetless.
Which is illegal.
Right.
You're supposed to stop. I love that rule in college.
You're supposed to stop?
Yeah, when your helmet comes off, you're supposed to stop playing. Even though the guy that you're engaged with has not stopped, you're supposed to stop.
Right.
Enough's enough.
Okay.
By the way, how about that now? Florida and Florida State, both head coaches, former ASU offensive coordinators.
That's unbelievable. Billy Napier in Florida.
Mike Norvell at Florida State.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right.
My next award is the... What is my next award? It's the Building a House Brick by Brick Award, and I'm giving it to Anthony Davis of the Los Angeles Lakers. Anthony Davis's overall shooting percentage is pretty good this year, like 55%. But this was pointed out by StatMuse on Twitter. This season, this was over the weekend, Anthony Davis shooting 16.7% on three-point attempts, worst in NBA history by any player with two-plus attempts per game and 20 games or more played. He's shooting 38.3% on mid-range shots, worst in the NBA by any player with 100 or more attempts, and 33.1% on jump shots, worst in the NBA by any player with 150-plus attempts.
Wow.
So he's doing a lot of damage at the rim, too, apparently, to even out that shooting percentage. But when you dive deeper, he's not having a good year. And he's still averaging 24 points a game. I am not an Anthony Davis believer anymore, however.
My next award is the Media Moron Award, Vinny, and this week it goes to RJ Young, who covers college football for Fox. He, in his latest rankings, has UTSA, the University of Texas San Antonio, which lost to North Texas by a score of 40-23 on Saturday. He's got them ahead of Ohio State in his latest rankings. Don't ask me how. It just is true.
And he's a national guy?
Mm-hmm. Fox Sports.
That's disappointing.
That's a word for it. That's a word for it.
My next award is the Next Dad of the Year in Cleveland Award, and I'm giving it to Kareem Hunt Sr., the father of Browns running back Kareem Hunt. He's the latest to post about the Browns and Baker Mayfield on social media. Kareem Hunt Sr., now I'm getting people on my Facebook saying that I'm being like OBJ's daddy, and I'm stating facts on football and what we see. He's limping, he's scared to throw the ball, and they know he's hurt. They're going to keep listening, but if people don't like what I'm saying, unfriend me. I'm not jeopardizing nothing. I got a right to speak. I ain't posting no videos. Have a good day. Go Browns, hopefully. And the reason why I read it like that is because that whole sentence featured absolutely zero punctuation.
Zero punctuation? Wow,
but
that's
first
funny.
It was Odell Beckham Jr.'s dad doing videos.
Right.
And now Kareem Hunt's dad. And that we, you know, brought up the question earlier. Is Baker Mayfield, by displaying toughness and playing through injury, actually jeopardizing his team chances to win? I think it's a fair question right now.
The All in the Family Award, Vinny, goes to Broncos rookie cornerback Patrick Surtain, who scored his first career touchdown on a pick six Sunday. His father, Dolphins quarterback Patrick Surtain, scored his last career touchdown on a pick six in Denver 19 years ago. Interesting bit of...
To the day?
Yep.
Wow.
Interesting bit of Surtain family trivia.
I am Surtain about that.